Ven a una masterclass de Richard Vaughan el 27 de febrero a las 18:30 horas en Barcelona, en la Casa del Libro de Rambla Cataluña 37. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/eventos. Entrada gratuita. Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. All right, we're back together for our second hour. A few little announcements. Our master's programs begin in early March, so you still have a little bit of time. I really recommend that you take these, El Master en Inglés Profesional, el MIP. I really recommend it. It would be the best investment in your life. It really is. It's the best investment you can make because it gets the terrible problem of the English language out of the way completely, and then you're ready. But you have to do it now, because if you wait, if you put it off, si lo vas aplazando, if you put it off, you'll never solve it. I guarantee you'll never solve it to your complete satisfaction. Do it now, when you're still young, when you still have time, because later you're not so young, and later you don't have time. You have many distractions. You have many obligations and responsibilities that take your time and distract you. And then it's extremely difficult to reach a solid command. Un dominio sólido, se dice en inglés. Bueno, se dice en muchas maneras. A solid command of English. And so do it now. Do it now. Do it now, please. And do it with us, because we're the best. Qué presunción, but it's true. We're the best. We are so much better than the second best. Because of the quality of our teachers and the quality of our method and the Vaughntown experience. And if you do the MEEP, you go to Vaughntown twice. Because remember, in the classroom, you cannot gain good listening comprehension. It's very easy to understand your English teacher. Very easy. It's not easy to understand real people. An English teacher is not a real person. He's a teacher. And the English teacher is speaking clearly, high resolution, and usually speaking within a certain verb structure, because the teacher is teaching that structure. And so it's not reality. It's four times more difficult to understand in real life than to understand in the classroom. So that's one of the reasons we created Vaughntown. And you don't gain confidence, self-confidence, in the classroom. In the classroom, it's un simulador de vuelo. No es volar. Es la parte de la piscina que no cubre. Y no tragas agua nunca. No superes el pánico. Hay que superar el pánico. Para ganar dominio, hay que superar los miedos. Para ganar el dominio de cualquier arte o cualquier actividad. You have to be fearless. But you can't do it in the classroom, no. The classroom, no. But the quality of the teacher is important as an inspirational figure. All right. Useful, useless. Hemos estado viendo useful, useless. By the way, also, on Thursday the 27th of this month, February, Casa del Libro, Rambla de Cataluña, a las 6:30. At 6:30 in the evening, in the Rambla de Cataluña, Casa del Libro, Thursday, February 27th. I hope to see you there in Barcelona. All right, also, the day after tomorrow, el Seminario en Emprendimiento y Liderazgo, yo junto con Javier Fernández Aguado. So, look into it. It's 4 hours. It's from 4:30 to 8:30 in the afternoon. And then finally, on the 2nd of March, in La Politécnica. Yes, lunes 2 de marzo, en La Politécnica de la Castellana. Join me, de 7:00 to 8:30 de la tarde. Masterclass. And next Saturday on the 22nd, well, muchas cosas. Next Saturday, the 22nd of February, in Las Tablas, Colegio Estudiantes de la Calle Fromista, número uno, there. At 12:15 in the morning, well, in Spanish morning, we would say in the afternoon, a las 12:15 del mediodía. 12:15. Masterclass también. All right, so join me if you live in the area of Las Tablas. So come join me, or if you have children there. All right, so I was talking about, you. Listen, útil, useful. Inútil, useless. Useful, useless. Useful, useless. Doloroso, painful. Indoloro, painless. Que no duele. Painful, painless. Painful, painless. Painful, painless. Dañino, often perjudicial. Harmful. 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 Esto puede perjudicar tu futuro. This can be harmful to your future. Inofensivo o indoloro. Excuse me. No dañino is harmless. English teachers, me, I'm harmless. I couldn't hurt a fly. I've hurt a lot of flies in my life. How many flies have you killed in your life? I've probably killed. That would be an interesting question to try to figure out, but maybe I've killed 500 flies in my life. I don't know. I remember killing flies with a pop gun. There used to be more flies in Spain. There are fewer flies now. In the summer, they've died. Something in the atmosphere, but there are fewer flies than there used to be. Or either that, or I spend the summers indoors much more than before. But when I came to Spain, my God, there were flies everywhere in the summertime. Very sticky flies, muy pegajosos, pegajosas, moscas pegajosas, sticky flies. They were everywhere. And I remember I had a pop gun. A pop gun is a toy gun. De aire comprimido con corcho y cuerda. Un corcho y cuerda en la, boom. I could kill flies with a pop gun. There were so many. This was in Sotillo Radrada, I remember. It was full of flies because we have a very nice little, what you call, patio con mesa de piedra. You know, for having a nice meal outdoors, but whew, it's full of flies. Now there are fewer flies. There are fewer flies. But still, there are quite a few. So, useful, useless, painful, painless, harmful, dañino, perjudicial, harmless, inofensivo, harmless, careful, cuidadoso, careless, descuidado. And then helpful is de ayuda. Nacho is a very helpful person for me. And helpless is desamparado o sentirse uno impotente ante algo. As I was telling you before the break, I have felt helpless at certain times because the traffic stopped and we didn't move for 2 hours. I was helpless. Helpless. All right, so how long have you been working as a teacher, Richard? I've been working as a teacher for, I think, since the times of Julius Caesar, I think. I started teaching English in ancient Rome. No, I've been teaching English since 1974. I've been teaching English since 1974, which means I've been teaching English for 46 years. Long time, man. That's a long time. How long have you been living in your current house? The house where I live now, I've been living there for almost a year. Since Easter of last year, Easter week, I moved to my present house, current house, Easter of last year. So I've been living there for almost a year. I've been living there since last Easter. Okay. How long have you been married? I've been married for, my God, I've been married since December, late December, 1977. So I've been married for 42 years. 42 years. Next December, it'll be 43. Long time. I'm approaching my golden wedding anniversary, if I live long enough. And how long have you been teaching on the radio, Richard? I've been teaching on the radio since December 1st, 2003. So I've been teaching on the radio for a little more than 16 years. Next December 1st, it will be 17 years. How long have you been teaching on television? I've been teaching on television since, I think, 2006. Off and on. Off and on means en ciertos momentos, en tele, otros momentos, no. Off and on, como encender y apagar. Off and on, I've been teaching. También presente perfecto simple. I've been teaching. I prefer the continuous form. I've been teaching on TV since 2006. So I've been teaching on TV for 13 and a half or 14 years. And how long have you been teaching English today? Well, I've been teaching today since 7:30. Yes. So I've been teaching for an hour and 10 minutes. How long have you known Nacho? Well, I think I've known Nacho since 2009. When did you start? 2008? 2008. So we've known each other for 12 years. 11 years. 12. No, 12. Yeah, 12 years. We've known each other for 12 years. And how long have you known your wife? Well, I met my wife. Let's see. I met my wife 2 years before. Just a second. Yes, I met my wife 2 years before we got married. And we've been married for 42 years. So I've known my wife for 44 years. I met my wife in November 1975. But we didn't start going out together until, I think, February 1976. So more than a year transpired. More than a year passed. Fíjate que he dicho transpirar, que en español es sudar. Pero en inglés es el paso del tiempo. Transpired. Also, suceder. What transpired? ¿Qué sucedió? ¿Qué acaeció? Transpired. So a year went by. More than a year passed. 15 months later, after meeting my wife, I invited her out. Invited her to Segovia, to Cándido, Casa Cándido. In February, hacía frío, eh? I think it was in February, maybe it was in January, 1977. And by the end of the year, we were married. I don't like long engagements. When you make a decision to get married, you get married. In fact, we made the decision to get married in October. And when the decision was made, I wanted to get married. Okay, we made the decision in October 1977, and we got married in December 1977. Once you make the decision, why wait? Why wait? Here in Spain, you have 14 years, noviazgo. You have engagement of 14 years. They get married, and then 1 year later, they divorce. Sometimes. I don't like long engagements. But, you know, the concept of noviazgo in Spain has traditionally been a bit informal in the sense, because in English, when we say engagement, that's formalizado with a ring. Normally a diamond ring. If you look at America, in Great Britain, I don't know, but if you go to the U.S. in Canada, you see women wearing their wedding ring, but also they're wearing their engagement ring. The engagement ring is a diamond ring, whereas the wedding ring is simply a wedding band, la alianza. It's a band. We say band como banda de música. Band means un anillo, alianza, sin adorno. Menos, it's hecho de oro o de plata, but it's just a wedding band. And so in the word engagement, they are engaged. It means they have formally declared their engagement and they are preparing to get married. And so that period of time, which is usually not very long, maybe 6 months, That's called the engagement. And usually the bride and her mother or her family organize the wedding. And traditionally, the wedding is paid by the father of the bride. The bride and the groom, bride, escrito bride. Bride means novia en día de boda. The bridal gown is what the bride wears. The bride and the groom, groom con habitación, room con G delante. Groom means novio en día de boda. That's the, bueno, novio durante la celebración, la ceremonia. During the ceremony. After that, so a man, if a man gets married only once, he has been a groom only one day in his life for a period of maybe 5 or 7 hours. And the bride the same. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. That's based on music by Felix Mendelssohn. All right, lyrics. Here comes the bride. I've never looked at the lyrics of this. Lyrics, here comes the bride. Let's look at the lyrics. All right. Let's see, I can find, here comes the bride, dressed all in light, radiant and lovely, she shines in his sight. Gently she glides, graceful as a dove, meeting her bridegroom, her eyes full of love. Love have they waited, long have they planned, life goes before them, opening her hand. Oh, wow. Here comes the bride, dressed all in light. Radiant and lovely, she shines. Boy, trabalenguas aquí. She shines in his sight. Gently she glides, graceful as a dove, meeting her bridegroom, her eyes full of love. All right. Those are the words for the wedding march. And there, of course, there are a lot of alternatives. Here comes the bride, big, fat, and wide, etc. See how she wobbles from side to side. Here comes the groom, thin as a broom. And here comes the usher and old toilet flusher. Okay. All right. I didn't know the second part of that. There are a lot of silly songs about this. But the bride and the groom, the bride and the groom. So I've been a groom once. I haven't been married twice, just once. All right, careful, careless. Careful, careless. How long has it been? How long? Yes, I've been teaching English forever. I've been teaching on the radio for for 16 and a half years. I've been married for 42 years. I've been a member of the human race for a long time. 68 years, man. I've been living in Spain for 46 years. Yeah. Although I lived here for a previous year. So in all, I've lived in Spain. Acabo de cambiar del presente continuo. Presente perfect. But the present perfect continuous. I switched to the present perfect simple. Because I said, I've lived in Spain for 47 years. Because I'm including 1 year before. Prior to coming permanently, I settled permanently in 1974, although my intention was not to live here permanently. My intention was to stay here for 2 years, but I didn't go back. I got involved in commitments of working, and I saw that I had a company starting in Ciernes. And so I decided to stay because of the business. And I found I had a growing business, so I ended up staying. I ended up staying. I ended up. To end up. To end up is terminar por. Acabé por quedarme. O acabé quedándome. I ended up staying in inglés, siempre gerundio. I ended up staying. So, and how many hours have I taught on the radio? I've taught about 10,000 hours on the radio. And Richard, how many hours have you taught on television? I've taught maybe 2,000 hours on TV. How many hours have you taught in the classroom? I've taught about 30,000. I calculated this quite well. I've taught maybe around 30,000 hours. So in all, I've taught English for about 42,000 hours. It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of hours. That's a lot of hours. How many countries have you visited in Europe? How many countries have you visited? Well, I calculated a few years ago, I've visited 34 countries. But I include, when I say countries, I'm including Andorra, Liechtenstein, the Vatican, Monaco, Luxembourg. These are very small countries, of course. I've never been to San Marino in Italy. It's an independent country. It's a small city, San Marino. I don't know the population. Maybe it's 20,000, 30,000 people. San Marino. Have you ever been to San Marino? San Marino. Yes. Oficialmente la Serenísima República de San Marino. Toma. I like that. Where are you from? I'm from the Serene Republic. Pero dice Serenísima. The very Serene Republic of San Marino. Okay. In Italian, Serenissima Repubblica di San Marino. Okay. Sounds interesting. What's the population? 33,000 people. All right. 33,000 people. Yes. Il punto más alto is Monte Titano. All right. I've never been there. But I've been near. I've been very near San Marino. I've been in Assisi. In Umbria. I've been to Verona. I've been to Bologna. But I've never been to San Marino. Nor have I been to the Adriatic coast of France. Excuse me, I'm wrong. I was going to say I've never been to the Adriatic coast of Italy. But I have. I've been to Venice. I've been to Trieste. And I've been to Brindisi in the south. Brindisi, dicen aquí en España, Brindisi. Umbria, here in Spain, people tend to say Umbria. And then Veneto, many people say Veneto. But in any case, how many telephone calls have you made in your life, Richard? I have no idea, but fewer than other people, I'm sure. I've probably made 5,000 telephone calls in my life. 5,000. Really? And how many times have you filled your car with gasoline? How many times have you filled the tank in your life? My God. I don't know. I guess I've filled the tank on the average, maybe 30, I would say 40 times a year. Now less, but 40 times a year over a period of, my God, 60 years. So, 2,400 times. 60 times 40? What's 60 times 40? 2,400. So, 40 times a year over 60 years? Well, no, 60 years, no, over 50. I started driving when I was 16. All right. 16. So, over a period of 52 years. Or 51 years, really. So, really 50 years. Let's say 50 years times 40, and I would say 30 times a year. So 1,000, I've filled the gas tank in my car 1,500 times probably. Now I fill the tank once every 3 weeks, I would say, or once a month. Not very often. I basically drive from my house to here and back. I don't use my car now to move around the city, although I drove to Calatayud last week. I gave a speech in the week before into the Academia de Logística del Ejército de Tierra. Very interesting. I had about 700 people, eh? Not bad. Oficiales, suboficiales, cadetes. It was an interesting day. My day in Calatayud, Bilbilis. Calatayud was a very important community in Roman Spain. It was called Bilbilis. The Calatayudenses are called Bilbilitanos. Bilbilitanos. And so, it's a very interesting town. It was very important in Roman times. It was on the route from La Hispania Ulterior to La Hispania Citerior, traveling from Emerita Augusta, which is Mérida. You traveled up to Segovia, up to Medinaceli, and then to Bilbilis, Calatayud, then to César Augusta, Zaragoza, then to Tarraco. I'll be right back.
Tienes una nueva oportunidad para descubrir las claves del éxito. Porque si tu objetivo es poner en marcha un proyecto y alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos, no puedes faltar a una nueva convocatoria del seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado, el miércoles 19 de febrero, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Grupo Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, we have half an hour left. We have 25 minutes or 26 minutes left. How much time do we have left? Well, we have half an hour left, basically. Lo harán siempre que les respaldes. They'll do it as long as you back them up. They'll do it as long as, siempre que. A condición de que. They'll do it as long as you back them up. As long as you support them. If you don't support them, they won't do it. They won't do it unless you back them up. Tres formas de decir más o menos. Bueno, decir exactamente lo mismo. No lo harán si no les respaldas. They won't do it unless. Well, they won't do it if you don't back them up. They won't do it unless you back them up. And they'll do it, empezando afirmativamente, as long as. They'll do it as long as you back them up. Yes. Que yo sepa, no han hecho nada todavía. As far as I know, they haven't done anything yet. As far as I know. Maybe they have, but I don't know. En cuanto a mí, pueden hacer lo que quieran. As far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever they want. Esta expresión es tremendamente corriente. As far as I'm concerned. En lo que a mí respecta, en cuanto a mí, en lo que a mí atañe, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm, pero hay que cerrar la boca con I'm, con la M, as far as I'm concerned, y que suene la D al final. So it's a bit phonetically difficult for Spanish speakers. As far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever they want. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I really don't care what they do. As far as I'm concerned, they can get lost. As far as I'm concerned, they can go to hell. As far as I'm concerned, they can go jump in a lake. Yes, as far as I'm concerned, they can go fly a kite. Go jump in a lake, go fly a kite. are soft ways of saying go to hell. In Spanish, you say vete a freír espárragos, vete a tomar viento fresco. Son las formas suaves de mandar a alguien a donde te gustaría que fuera. Yes, vete a... In English, we say vete a saltar un lago. Go jump in a lake. Vete a volar una cometa. Go fly a kite. I like that one especially. Go fly a kite. Means get lost. Pierdete. Get lost. Also, we say get a life. Get a life. Means consíguete una vida. We use this if a person is bothering you. Why are you bothering me? Why are you so interested in things I do? Come on. Don't you have a life? No tienes vida propia tú. Interesante. Búscate una vida. We say consíguete. Get a life. Come on. Stop bothering me. Stop bugging me. En el mejor de los casos, recibiremos el premio de consolación. At best, we'll receive the consolation prize. Yeah, yes. The consolation prize. Many, many years ago, I knew a girl by the name Consolación. La llamaban Choli, pero su nombre era Consolación. And I always, she was very pretty, by the way. I always remembered, no quiero el primer premio, quiero el premio de consolación. Okay, but the consolation prize. No sabrías por casualidad dónde está Pepe. You wouldn't happen to know where Pepe is, would you? You wouldn't happen to know. You wouldn't know by any chance where Pepe is. Two, there's several ways. You wouldn't know by chance. By chance, by any chance. No sabrías por casualidad is by chance, by any chance. Ahora, fue una casualidad, it was a coincidence. That was a coincidence. Oh, what a coincidence. Qué casualidad. My birthday is also November 9th. Yeah, what a coincidence. Yeah. I was born on a Friday. I was born on a Friday, too. Okay. I was born on the 9th. I was born on the 9th, too. Wow. I'm Scorpio. Well, I'm Scorpio, too. Well, what a coincidence. Vaya casualidad. Yeah, everything coincides. Everything coincides. What a coincidence. At best, en el mejor de los casos, at best we'll win the consolation prize. You wouldn't know. Tú no sabrías. You wouldn't know by any chance where Pepe is. I'm looking for Pepe. Pepe, me, is the nickname for José. It comes from the art. Viene del mundo del arte. El nombre Pepe. Because on the paintings in which Joseph appeared, José, San José, it always said Pepe, Padre Putativo. And Pepe. And so every time there was a picture of Joseph, it's or José, it said Pepe. It said Pepe, Pepe. Okay. And so that's the origin of the word, of the name Pepe. It comes from the art. Yes. Origin. You can find if you look it up. Origen. Let's put it in Spanish. Origen del nombre Pepe. And it comes from that. Yes. Una extendida etimología popular sostiene. But maybe it's not true. Que proviene de las siglas de la definición pater putativus, que más suena, que solían acompañar en los textos medievales y modernos al nombre de José de Nazaret, como marido de la Virgen María. That is, but is that true? I think it's true. All right. Un hipocorístico del nombre propio masculino José. Los nombres hipocorísticos son aquellos apelativos cariñosos, familiares o eufemísticos usados para suplantar a un nombre real. Ah, okay. Yeah. My parents, when I was a little boy, they called me Ricky. And then when I was an adolescent, Rick. Well, the rest of my life, they call me Rick. 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 And my son and daughter, when they want my attention, when they were little, because I was always reading books. I was never paying attention to my kids. And finally, I remember my son saying, Rick, He got my attention. Okay, by saying that, he got my attention. So it's interesting. Yes. And in Catalan, they say Pep, of course, for Giuseppe. And it in Italian, it's Pepe con doble P in medio, Pepe. O Beppe también, for Giuseppe. Giuseppe. I don't know if that's really true. I guess it's true. I guess it's true. It comes from that. That's what Pepe comes from. So let's continue. No sabrías por casualidad dónde está Pepe. You wouldn't know by any chance where Pepe is. Ahora, variante. You wouldn't happen to know where Pepe is, comma, would you? El would you al final es optativo. You wouldn't happen to know where Pepe is, would you? You wouldn't know by any chance where Pepe is, would you? No sabrías por casualidad donde está Pepe, ¿verdad? You wouldn't happen to know where Pepe is, would you? Listen, I have no idea where he is. You wouldn't happen to know. You wouldn't happen to know. No sucedería que supieras. Es un poco así. You wouldn't happen to know. Juan es, con mucha diferencia, el mejor de la clase. By far. John is by far the best student in the class. And he's also the teacher's pet. El favorito. He's the teacher's pet. Every day he brings an apple to school, and he places the apple on the teacher's desk. And so the teacher has an apple a day. Yes, sir. There's a saying in English, a very common saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. All right. Una manzana cada día mantiene alejado al médico. So apparently eating an apple every day is good for your health and probably reduces the likelihood that you will need to call a doctor. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. I remember one person who said, I don't like doctors, so I eat two apples every day. I said, what? Yeah, they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Then logically, two apples a day keeps two doctors away. All right. Perfect logic. All right. So, en cuanto a ese tema, no tengo más que decir. Concerning that subject, I have nothing more to say. I have nothing more to say concerning that subject. Now, concerning other subjects, maybe. But concerning that subject, regarding that subject, concerning, regarding, sin preposición adicional. Concerning to, concerning of, nada, nada, ni regarding to, or regarding with. Concerning that subject, regarding, cuando es ING, no hay preposición después. Ahora bien, si dices with regard to or in regard to, yes. Con referencia o con relación a. Yeah. With regard to that subject, in regard to that subject, in relation to that subject. But I recommend concerning. Es concerniente a. Pero concerniente ese tema. El a no decimos. Concerning that subject. Just use that one. It's always correct. And then we have, as for that subject, as for. En cuanto a ese tema. As for. Or as to. También. As to. Bueno. As to whether. As for. Más sustantivo. As for that subject. As for the party. As for the people who are planning to come. Now, as to. Más whether, as to whether I'm going to go, as to. I need to study this because I don't know when to use as to and when to use as for. Well, I know when to use it. I use it naturally, but I can't explain it. So I need to look into that. El costo de la vida ha subido. The cost of living has risen. The cost of living has gone up. El costo de la vida es muy alto aquí. The cost of living is very high here. California, the cost of living in Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, Palo Alto, Berkeley, the cost of living has gone up enormously. That's one of the reasons for the homelessness. Homelessness means los sin hogar, the homeless. Y la fenómeno de los sin hogar is homelessness. And so there's a lot of homelessness because property values have risen so much. property values means el precio de las casas, de la propiedad. Property values have risen so much that it's caused homelessness. But also the liberal approach of the governments concerning law enforcement and keeping the streets clean. And so it's allowed the accumulation of a lot of people living on the streets in LA. And basically, the three cities that suffer this the most in the following order: New York City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And so, and now Austin, Texas is starting to suffer homelessness, and there's a very strong controversy and conflict between the government of Texas, the governor, and the state government of Texas, and the municipal government of Austin, Texas. Because Austin is the capital, so you have the government, the governor, the administration, and the Senate and the House of Representatives located in Austin. And Texas is a very conservative state, and government as well. But Austin, the city, is the opposite. It's very progressive because of the University of Texas and also the high-tech industries that are located in Austin. It's a very progressive city. And so there's a lot of friction between the state government, which is located in Austin, and the city government. And it's going to be interesting to watch what happens. I mean, you can go into the internet, you can study this problem. Yes, I don't know if the friction between Texas government, governor, and mayor of Austin, you can find a lot. Governor Abbott sends a letter to the mayor regarding, all right. Yes, regarding homelessness in Austin, the crisis. Yeah, there's a strong fight now. As the governor of Texas, esta es la carta, como gobernador de Texas, as the governor of Texas, I have the responsibility to protect the health and safety of all Texans, including Austin residents. Further inaction by you and the Austin City Council. Si hay falta de acción en el futuro. Further inaction. O sea, adicional inacción. Literalmente, inaction means no hacer nada. Further inaction by you and the Austin City Council will leave me no choice other than to use the tools available to the state of Texas to ensure that people are protected from health and safety concerns caused by the Austin homeless policies. As a result, I will give you until November 1st, 2019, to demonstrate consequential improvement in the Austin homelessness crisis and the danger it poses. El peligro que supone, que posa, se dice, posar, to the health and safety of the public. If meaningful reforms are not implemented by then, I will direct every applicable state agency to act to fulfill my responsibility to protect the health and safety of Texans in your jurisdiction. Pretty hard letter, pretty direct. Pretty means bastante directa, la carta. Yes. But that was last year. That was last November. Well, last October, probably. Or September. And here's an article from a few days ago. Governor and mayor are battle over Austin homelessness as progressive cities crisis deepens. It's a mess. The liberal governments. Liberal. In the United States, liberal means progressista. liberal means liberal in la aplicación de la ley, liberal en aspectos de moral público, la moral pública, o la moralidad pública. That's liberal. When they say liberal in the United States, no es de economía liberal. It's not. And so you need to remember this. When you speak to Americans and they say, he's a liberal or he's a conservative. Liberal and conservatives, those are the opposites. Here you say conservadores y progresistas. In the U.S., we don't say progressive. Usually, we use the word, but usually it's liberal and liberals and conservatives. My father was very conservative, I remember. And I was explaining to him once the European meaning of liberal. And he said, I don't care what the European, I don't like liberals. My father was very radical on that. He was very radically conservative, and things. All right. ¿Han hecho una evaluación? ¿Has hecho una evaluación precisa de la situación actual? You've made an accurate assessment. Yes, sir. You've made an accurate assessment of the current situation. Somebody needed to make an assessment. The current situation is not very optimistic, let's say. It's not very optimistic, the current situation. And we need somebody to make an accurate assessment of the situation. To assess the situation accurately. To assess is evaluar, estimar. To make an estimate, to make an assessment, un análisis. To analyze and to evaluate. We say to assess or to appraise, or to evaluate as well. In English, we say to evaluate. But we use more to appraise and to assess. An appraiser, it's interesting, the word appraiser in the U.S., in the U.K., I don't know. But in the U.S., the word appraiser means perito, to appraise. No, perdón, sí, perito. Un peritaje para el valor de una casa. That's an appraisal, to appraise. Appraiser, A-P-P-R-A-I-S-E-R, appraiser. Tasador, valuador. All right, tasador, ¿qué tasa? An appraiser. And that person makes an appraisal. And the appraisal is la tasación de la casa. And so banks, if you need a mortgage, you want to buy a house, well, the bank will send an appraiser to evaluate or to appraise the house, which means to reach a conclusion as to the market value of the house. And then the bank will probably give you 70 or 80% of the total appraisal value. And then you have to negotiate. Either you have the money for the other 20%, or you have to negotiate it with the bank for a short-term loan or something. It can be messy sometimes if you're not very credit-worthy. Interesting expression, credit-worthy. Credit-worthy. That means tienes un buen historia crediticia. Aquí dice solvente, bueno, es más que solvente, digno de crédito, digno de para conceder créditos. That means you're credit worthy. In the United States, you have a credit rating. Everybody has a credit rating. Here in Spain as well, probably. You know, if I go to the bank and I want, you know, to a mortgage or a loan, they will check el Banco de España or ASNEF, creo que se llama, ASNEF, and they'll check my credit rating. They'll check my credit history, mi historial de préstamos y créditos, si soy de fiar. You see, they won't take my fingerprints, but ASNEF, I think it's called. Equifax, yes. ASNEF, Servicio Nacional de Impagos. Yes, Equifax, ASNEF, Asociación Nacional de Establecimientos Financieros de Crédito. All right. Okay. And Equifax is another. And they'll check me out to make sure that I'm trustworthy, to make sure I'm credit worthy. It's interesting. Praiseworthy is digno de elogio. Has hecho un trabajo digno de elogio. You have done a praiseworthy job. You've done a praiseworthy job. Congratulations on your job. Recordad, no se dice congratulations for. Congratulations on your job. You've done a praiseworthy job. Trustworthy is digno de confianza. He's a trustworthy person. Now, creditworthy, otra vez con worthy, then we have digno de conceder créditos, o sea, devolverá el préstamo o el crédito. Yeah, words ending in worthy. ¿Cuántos hay así? Oh, very few, but very few normal words. We have some strange ones here. Unworthy, seaworthy. Okay, seaworthy, yes. Yes, this ship is digno de navegar por el mar. O sea, que tiene, es de fiar, que no se va a hundir. Is that going to sink? So it's seaworthy. It's a seaworthy vessel, es un buque de fiar. Noteworthy, digno de notar, digno de noticia. It's noteworthy. Newsworthy, that means digno de salir en las noticias. All right. Trustworthy, praiseworthy, creditworthy. Yesta, very few. Worthy, worthy, la TH vibra, worthy. Sin embargo, vale is worth, es TH suave, que no vibra. No vale la pena, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. How much is a good English teacher worth? How much is a diamond necklace worth? Yeah, how much is a driver's license worth? Yes. You need a driver's license? Well, I'll give you one. How much is it worth? Worth. But worthy. Estoy asombrado de tu progreso. O por tu progreso. I'm amazed by your progress. I'm amazed at your progress. I'm amazed at your progress. I'm amazed by your progress. Your progress is simply amazing. Amazing. Asombroso. It's simply amazing. I'm amazed. Yes, amazing grace. I don't have time. Is it time, Nacho? 1 minute? 1 minute. We don't have time to listen to Amazing Grace, a very, very famous religious song, probably from Scotland, maybe from England, maybe from Ireland. Amazing Grace. I'm amazed. Estoy asombrado. Amazed. Yes, sir. Your progress has been simply amazing. I'm amazed at your progress. I'm amazed by your progress. Yes. Y hay otra proposición que tiene. I'm amazed with. También con with. But I have to go. So Monday, it's over finally. The class. But I still have Monday. Have a great Monday. Take care and I'll see you tomorrow.